As we mentioned in our previous shiur, there's a machlokes rishonim. What makes rishus harabim? And we said machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, and there are many rishonim backing each opinion, that if you need to have 600,000 people in an area to be considered rishus harabim, Rashi's opinion, which is represented as the yesh oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch, says that you need to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered Rishus Rabbim. The Rambam's opinion, which is the first opinion cited in the Shulchan Aruch, is that you don't need to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered Rishus Rabbim. Based the Bir Halacha himself in Divrei HaMaskil V'yesh Oimrim Shekol really says that he thinks that the machloikis of Rashi and the Rambam is that we know that the model of what is Rishus Rabbim, actually what is Rishus for any halacha, what is anything for Shabbos, is based on what was in the Mishkan and the Midbar. And in the Midbar, we know it was 600,000 people. So Rashi says it has to be an exact match as it was in the Midbar. The Rambam says that the amount of people that make up a Rishus HaRabim is not the characteristic of that area. The area is an area because of what it is. It's certain width. It goes from one end of the town to the other end of the town. The fact that there are that many people, or less people, or more people, it seems that the Bir Halacha learns, doesn't play a role in that being a Rishus HaRabim. The Paiskim, as we said in the previous shiur, seem to hold that Mi'ikar Hadin, we agree with Rashi. And that Rashi's opinion that it has to be an area of 600,000 people is what makes an area into Rishus HaRabim. Even though, as we know, say the Paiskim, that typically when we have a Machloikis Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, the first opinion is quoted as a stam, and the second opinion is a v'yesh oimrim. We usually follow the stam. Here, we follow the yesh oimrim. And there are reasons, as the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, and as the Poskim say, that point in the direction from other halachas in Shulchan Aruch, why we should paskin one way or the other. When we learned Masechet Shabbos, we learned that b'mah ish yoytza, what may a woman, what jewelry may a woman wear on Shabbos, and what jewelry Chazal said a woman may not wear on Shabbos. And as the Gemara taught us many times in Masechet Shabbos, the reason Chazal said that women shouldn't wear jewelry in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos is because we're concerned Dilma Shalfa Machia, she may come to take off that piece of jewelry, V'osala Suya Dalat Amos B'Rishus HaRabim, and she'll come to carry Dalat Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. The Shulchan Aruch, however, in Simen Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, says that V'Idna Neshei Dido Nogu Lotzeis B'Rishus HaRabim B'Chol Tachshitim Sha'asros Medina, all the types of jewelry that the Gemara says you shouldn't wear on Shabbos, our women wear on Shabbos. Why? And the reason is Mutav Sheishagigos Vayehem Mezidos, because we prefer there should be a Shagig, not a Mezidos. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yei Shalom Dolem Schus, Api Svaru Acharina Shekasavnu, Shaloi Lot says B'Tachshit Nelchot Hashem Merevitz, the hashed of the less learned Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Nowadays, we anyway don't really have Rishus HaRabim. The havelay kol Rishus HaRabim shalonu kedin kamlis. The have a kechetz shenem merevus umotar. So Shulchan Aruch is saying the why do women nowadays wear jewelry on Shabbos? Because the issur of wearing jewelry on Shabbos is only in Rishus HaRabim. Wearing jewelry in a kamlis is not what Chazal spoke about. And we don't have Rishus HaRabim. Why don't we have Rishus HaRabim? Because they didn't live in towns that had 600,000 people. Clearly indicative that the Shulchan Aruch holds that for an area to be considered a Rishus Rabbim, you have to have 600,000 people, and therefore we need not be concerned b'zman hazeh. On the other hand, the Bir Halacha that I quoted earlier says that if that's the approach we're going to take from other halachas in Shulchan Aruch to see what does the Shulchan Aruch paskin, we have another raya, because the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Beis paskins the Shulchan Aruch lo yetzei hachai b'machte samach l'chashech b'er Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to wear, the tailor shouldn't go out. And the tailor doesn't say, well, we don't have Rishus Rabbim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, well, we don't have Rishus Rabbim, so there's no reason to make a gzeira. The Magen Avraham says it, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Hei speaks about all the different things that animals aren't allowed to wear in Rishus Rabbim. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't indicate that nowadays we don't have a Shulchan Aruch, we don't have a Rishus Rabbim. And actually, of course, the most potent raya that Chazal obviously felt that we still have Rishus Rabbim, as we know that the Gemara says in many places that we don't blow shofar when Shabbos is on, when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we don't take the Dalaminim when Sukkot is on Shabbos, all because of the Gezeira Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim. If, say the Poiskim, we don't really have Rishus Rabbim, we don't have 600,000 people, so why would Chazal take away the important mitzvah of Tekiy Shofar, take away the important mitzvah of Dalet Minim, if there's really nothing to worry about, we don't have a Rishus Rabbim anyway? So I did see that there are Poiskim that want to indicate that when we speak, that even Rashi that says that the Isser, that for an area to be considered a Rishus Rabbim is only when you have 600,000 people. So we know when we speak about a Rishus Rabbim, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, there are two elements to a Rishus Rabbim. One element to a Rishus Rabbim is that we're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim. And the other halacha is that we're not allowed to walk, we're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim. Says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, that when did Rashi say that a Rishus Rabbim is not a Rishus Rabbim unless there's 600,000 people? It's only when we speak about carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim or vice versa. But when we speak about carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabbim, there, even Rashi will agree that for an area to be considered Rishus Rabbim, you don't have to have 600,000 people. Why? Because the Isser of carrying Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. And the way we're explaining in our shiur today, it's very gishmak. Because we quoted in our previous shiur the words of the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua said that where do we know the number of 600,000? Because of the Pasuk of Yicholei Ha'omi Havi, Moshe Rabbeinu told him to stop carrying from their Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, therefore we can understand that in that aspect of Rishus HaRabim, there's a din that it has to have 600,000 people. But as far as the halachal Moshe Mesinai, that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, there even Rashi would agree that you don't have to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. And it's very gishmak. Because all the Mefarshim ask, when Chazal made the rule that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, Gzeira, Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, we don't take the Dalet Minim on Shabbos, Gzeira Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So all the Mefarshim ask a question, why does the Gemara always use the Lashon of Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim? We're concerned that you're going to carry 4 Amos Rishus HaRabim. Before you get to carry 4 Amos Rishus HaRabim, you're carrying that shofar, you're carrying those Dalet Minim from your home into the Rishus HaRabim. So why did the Gemara say Gzeir Hashem Yitaltel Shoyfim Rishus Hayochel Rishus Harabim Gzeir Hashem Yitaltel Dalaminim Rishus Hayochel Rishus Harabim? The way we're learning, it's very gishmak, because that type of Rishus Harabim for which you're chayiv for carrying from Rishus Hayochel to Rishus Harabim, the Rishus Harabim that you have to have. For that type of Rishus HaRabim, you need to have 600,000 people. And to find the Rishus HaRabim with 600,000 people, especially in those times, was extremely rare. And therefore, Chazal would have never made a gzeira not to blow the shofar and not to take the dalaminim. But to have a Rishus HaRabim that has the characteristics that the Rambam speaks about, that type of Rishus HaRabim is very common. And therefore, that's where Chazal made the gzeira of Shem Yavarena Dalam Rishus HaRabim. And perhaps one could even suggest that now the steerers in the Shulchan Aruch are Miyoshev. Because where is the Shulchan Aruch concerned about Rishus HaRabim? We have to see if it works in every situation. Only when there's a concern of carrying within the Rishus HaRabim. Because there even Rashi agrees that you don't have to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. When the concern is carrying from Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaRabim, there Rashi says that there is a concern of that you need to have 600,000 people, which is much less likely to happen. And therefore, here we could follow the opinion of the Yesh Aimrim. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is quoting two opinions, but these two opinions aren't representing a machlokes. The first opinion, speaking about Rishus HaRabim, as far as carrying Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, there you don't have to have 600,000 people. The Yesh Oimrim, somewhat of a stretch, the Yesh Oimrim is referring to a situation when you're carrying from Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaRabim. There you need to have, for that Rishus HaRabim, you have to have 600,000 people. I do have to say that So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Ossid. There is also a tshuva that I saw in the Marsham. Shaila of Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, where the Marsham as well says that the minhag ha'olam, the minhag that everybody follows, is that we don't consider an area Rishus HaRabim unless there are 600,000 people in that area. That's the minhag ha'olam, he says. And therefore, he asks the same question that we just asked. If to be Rishus HaRabim, you need to have 600,000 people, so why don't we blow the shofar on Shabbos? And why don't we take dalaminim on Shabbos? It's so unlikely that we're going to have 600,000 people walking in such an area. So he goes off with a very interesting approach. His approach is that the Gemara, the Midrashim, many times speak about us fulfilling mitzvahs in Golus are really only a reminder, and we recognize that they're not the perfect way of fulfilling the mitzvahs. And the perfect way of fulfilling the mitzvahs is when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Golus. As Rashi and Parshas Ekev says, V'samtem es tevorai, says Rashi, af la'achish atiglu, even after you go into Golus, heye mitzionim b'mitzvahs, be careful to fulfill the mitzvahs. Henichu tefillin, continue wearing those tefillin. The kishiachsru, from when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, b'mheirah b'yameinu, when Mashiach comes, lo yir chadoshim b'neim. They shouldn't be new. So he asks the obvious question. Yes, there are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs at tluyus ba'aretz. And when we're in Golus, we can't fulfill those mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah shebeguf. And the mitzvah shebeguf apply even in Chutz Laretz. So he says that, and he quotes the Ramban, that the perfect way of fulfilling a mitzvah is when we're in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he says. The Medrash Chazal teach us, Kol Ador B'chutz L'Aretz Kilo Ein Lo Elokai. We have a Jew who's perfectly observant in all the mitzvahs. Yet the Gemara says, Kol Ador B'chutz L'Aretz, if you live in Chutz L'Aretz, Kilo Ein Lo Elokai. It's considered as if you have no God. Why is it considered as if you have no God? He's a perfectly observant Jew. The answer, explains the Marsham, is because when we're in Golus, we're not ever fulfilling the mitzvah 100% properly. So now he explains. Yes, in Golus, they're very unlikely to have Rishus Rabbim. And since it's so unlikely to have Rishus Rabbim, it shouldn't be us to carry. It shouldn't be us to blow the shofar, because even if you're going to carry the shofar, you're not being over any deraisa. And even if you carry those dalaminim on Shabbos, you're not being over any deraisa. But a Jew lives with the amunah that Mashiach is coming every moment. And when Mashiach comes, as the Gemara explains, Yerushalayim is an area that is a place that's a Rishus Rabbim. If not for the fact that the doors are closed every evening. So if the fact is that the doors aren't closed every evening, Yerushalayim is a Rishus Rabbim. And as we said in a previous shiur already, they didn't ever make a Erev in Yerushalayim. So all of the mitzvahs that we fulfill in Chutz Laretz are supposed to be preparing us for fulfilling the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, indeed, there will be a problem if you can't, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, in Heir B'Yameinu, there will be a problem if you carry that shofar on Shabbos, because it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. There will be a problem if you carry those Dalminim on Shabbos, because they're carrying a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Therefore, even Bezman HaZeh, where it's highly unlikely, according to Rashi, that you should ever be over a D'Oraisa in carrying, because it's highly unlikely that you're going to have an area which is a Rishus HaRabim, it makes no difference. The Gra tries to say a raya that a Rishus HaRabim doesn't have to have 600,000 people, because he goes back to the Gemara we quoted in our previous year, the Gemara Masech the Erevin, Dav Vav Amid Beis, that speaks about Avule de Mechuza, and that the Avule de Mechuza is considered Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gra, we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Ein Uchlos Sebebavel, that there is no Uchlos, there is no 600,000 people in Bavel. So says the Gra, if we're going to say that a Rishus HaRabim needs to have 600,000 people, and the Gemara says Ein Uchlos Sebebavel, so how could you have a Rishus HaRabim if you have to have 600,000 people? It must be that if the Gemara says that a Vula the Mechuza is a Rishus HaRabim, is a Raya, you don't have to have 600,000 people to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. However, the Mefarshim all say that the Gra's Raya is not a great Raya. Because if we look in the Gemara, indeed, in Masechta Brachos, that speaks about the Chlus de Bavel, the Gemara is on that Nun Ches Amen Aleph, says the Gemara, Tana Rabban HaRoy Uchle Yisrael. What is the bracha that you make when you say Uchle Yisrael? And the Gemara says, Amu Ula, Natinon Ein Uchlus Bebavel. There is no Uchlus Bebavel. Tana and the Gemara says, the Ein Uchlus Bepach Mishushim Ruba. So the Mefarshim say, what the Gemara is saying is that Ein Echlus HaBavel, there's two pshatim that I saw. One is that when is there a time to make a bracha for an Echlusa? Only when that Echlus is in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not to say that you don't have the 600,000 people in Bavel. Yes, you have 600,000 people in Bavel. But Bavel is not a place to make the bracha. And since Bavel is not the place to make the bracha, says the Gemara, Ein Echlus HaBavel. But it doesn't mean that there isn't physically an Uchlus HaBavel. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that Ein Echlus HaBavel means that you don't have an Uchlus of Jews HaBavel, but you could have an Uchlus of Akum HaBavel. And as we said in our previous year, most Mefarshim, all Mefarshim seem to learn that if, even if you say you need to have 600,000 people to an area to be considered a Rishus Rabbin, they don't all have to be Yisraelim. They could be Akam as well. But as I was learning this Gemara, and I was learning this Gra, I had, and I learned the various Achroinim that say these Pshatim, why the Gra's Raya is not a Raya. I was thinking to myself, these Terutzim that we just gave are such obvious Terutzim. How did the Gra not know these Terutzim that the Gemara, that the Gra attempted to bring a Raya from the Gemara of Enachus Bebovel? And as I studied the issue a little further, I found an Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Mem Hei describes, as the Gemara we learned in Masechta Shabbos, speaks about the Sratya and the Flatya. Those are the areas that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos identifies as the Rishus Rabbim. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Davov Amen Aleph, quotes a Braisa, Sratya Flatya Gedoyla, Umefilos Hamefiloshim Rishus Rabbim, Zuhi Rishus Rabbim Gemura. The Sratya, says Rashi, is the Mesila Shaholchem Ba Me'ir L'ir. It's a road that you travel from one city to the next. The big highways, the Platya, is the big marketplace. And the Aruch HaShulchan, and actually, it's not just the Aruch HaShulchan, if you look in the Rishonim, particularly the Rishonim, Masechta Shabbos, as they describe the Sratya of the Flatya, they say that the definition, that there was a very specific architecture to how all the cities were built. The cities were built with houses that led into roads, that led into a central Rishus Rabbim, a central marketplace. And that central marketplace had a highway that took the people from one road to the next. So if we look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and actually I found a very similar approach in the Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv from the Klaus Magareba, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, that says a whole new understanding. They explain that the definition of Rishus Rabbim is not 600,000 people specifically, or not 600,000 people specifically. The definition of Rishus Rabbim is that when you have a central marketplace in your town, that is a Rishus Rabbim. When you have a highway going from city to city, that's a central highway that takes the people from city to city, that is considered a Rishus Rabbim. So it has nothing to do specifically with the amount of people. It has to do with the, is this the central area where everybody congregates to do their shopping? Is this the central area where everybody travels on? And if that's the case, then the whole din of Rishus Rabbim changes. We have now a whole new explanation. The explanation of Rishus Rabbim is not dependent specifically on the amount of people. It's dependent on, is this the central area, the one local central area for the entire town? Then it's considered Rishus Rabbim. If this town, as our cities are typically constructed, doesn't have one central location, doesn't have one central highway, then it's not considered a Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, it's very understood why whenever we speak about the Midbar, and we speak about the Rishus Rabbim in the Midbar, we only speak about the Machne Leviya, where they congregated. Why don't we speak about the roads of the Machne Yisrael that led to the Machne Leviya? The reason we don't speak about those roads is because it's only the central road, and it's only the central area that's considered a Rishus Rabbim. Everywhere else is not considered a Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, indeed, says Baruch HaShulchan, the Minig Yisrael was to make Erevin all over, because those cities weren't constructed in that. Those cities weren't constructed in that way. It's interesting. Those cities weren't constructed that way.